a word for you from Luke chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord." You've probably read this many times. You should have heard many sermons about this. And even though Christmas has gone by, still we need to ponder upon the marvel, this mystery of godliness, God manifest in the flesh. And notice here that the angel says, "For unto you is born this day." It is, I'm sure, a reflection of what God had already spoken hundreds of years before this in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For it says there, "For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given." And now the angel says, "For unto you is born this day." The angels did not have this great privilege of having Jesus born for them. Yes, they could marvel, they could sing choruses of praise, but Jesus was not born for them. Though they had always lived with the Son of God and greatly rejoiced and obeyed his every command, nevertheless, Jesus was born for us sinners. Even the angels that had fallen have no chance of redemption, though they might have been mighty creatures, great beings, with great authority before. Lucifer being the chief angel among them, but they have fallen, and there is no redemption. The good news is for you and me. And just as the angel said, "For unto you," you need to make that personal and say, "Lord, it is unto me." As it says in Isaiah 9 verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given." Have you made Jesus personally yours this past Christmas? Don't go into the new year and you're not completely assured and confident that Jesus is yours and you belong to Jesus. Have you received the good news? Can you say that this is good news for you of great joy, and that it is for me he has been born? And you're so aware of this great privilege of Jesus being born for you, and you have embraced the Christ child. He is your Lord and your Savior.